Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is CAVU Climate Advocates Voces Unidas Deputy Director Liliana Castillo. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you so much for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. What is CAVU's main focus?
CAVU stands for, like you said, Climate Advocates Voces Unidas. And so we focus on storytelling in the environmental policy space. And what I mean by that is that we know that stories are the path to bringing people back together to create solutions for our climate. We are experiencing a climate crisis right now, and we need to take action, and we need to take action quickly. And we know that with an issue as big as climate change, that we need as many of us to come together as we can. And we know that stories will help us do that.
And you're having some digital conversation series, Clearing the Air, Making Sense of Climate Change, Air Pollution, and Energy Development in New Mexico. Why are you hosting this series?
Yeah, everything we do is around climate change. But one of the things that we recognize that impacts our climate heavily is oil and gas pollution, particularly here in New Mexico. And New Mexico oil and gas operators actually emit the most methane in the entire country of all any states. And so this is a serious and pressing issue for New Mexico specifically. And right now, the New Mexico Environment Department is currently working on a rule that would help reduce some of the pollution that comes from the oil and gas industry in the form of methane, as well as ozone-forming volatile organic compounds known as VOCs. So the Environment Department has put forth a strong proposal and are interested in getting the public engaged in that process so that the rule can really properly protect families and communities. So CAVU is producing the Clearing the Air series with a coalition of environmental, climate, equity, and environmental justice organizations joining us to co-sponsor these series. And what we're really focusing on doing is making space to have conversations about how methane pollution and ozone-forming pollution and other pollution from the oil and gas industry are really impacting our families, our communities, us as individuals, and our state as a whole, as well as our planet and our climate as a whole. And because those issues are so big, the Clearing the Air webinar conversation series is really making space for us to talk about those things and share stories so that we can ensure we're getting the strongest rule out of the Environment Department to reduce ozone-forming volatile organic compounds and methane released by the oil and gas industry.
And when do these webinar series air?
We are hosting a conversation on the last Wednesday of each month. We started in June, so our second conversation series will air from noon to 1 p.m. Wednesday, July 28th, and then the third will be noon to 1 p.m. August 25th, and then the fourth, we're actually not sure because the Environmental Improvement Board is going to host a public hearing in September, beginning September 20th, to hear the draft rule, and that will also include opportunities for the public to comment and weigh in on those rules. So we're working to try to get as much public participation and attention for that process as possible so that we can make sure that the rule is properly protecting our communities.
And how can people register for this series?
They can go to our website, that's CAVU.org, and there's a big banner right there on the homepage, bright orange, Clearing the Air. You can't miss it. If you click right there, you'll find both the recordings of our past episodes as well as opportunities to join the future episodes that are coming up in August and September.
And talking about past episodes, a series you had, Wildlife Without Borders. I understand this fall, CAVU won an Emmy for Wildlife Without Borders, a video series presented by the Rocky Mountain Southwest Chapter of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Congratulations. Tell me about that.
Thank you so much. And I can happily brag about this because I was actually not on staff when our team created the series Wildlife Without Borders. But yes, it won a Rocky Mountain Emmy. The series was a media initiative aimed at raising awareness and a better understanding of the importance of wildlife and wildlife habitat to landscapes, local economies, and cultures across the West. The series was really intending to do those things, and we're so excited that it was recognized, that our work and the stories that we share were recognized with an Emmy. That was really exciting for the team.
And how long has CAVU been around?
We were founded in 2005, actually in Latin America. We've worked in several countries focusing on both environmental and social justice issues, and we've been here in the West for about 5 years.
What are your upcoming episodes and an overview on them?
Sure. Our next Clearing the Air conversation series, episode 2, we'll be hosting, like I said, on Wednesday, July 28th from noon to 1. We're focusing in this episode about climate adaptation and our positive vision for New Mexico's future. We know that climate change is something that is going to continue to impact us, and unfortunately, those impacts are going to get worse and worse. unless we take immediate and strong action to mitigate the worst effects. But, you know, we're not really on that path right now. And so what we wanted to do in this episode was really amplify what some of the young people that we're handing this world off to, what they see for their future and what they want for their future, really what their visions are. You know, like, what is the positive vision that they have for our future in New Mexico when it comes to having a healthy climate and a resilient economy? And then we also have our host, Don Schreiber, who's a rancher and clean air advocate from the Four Corners region, discussing with State Representative Angelica Rubio and Center for Civic Policy's Policy Director, James Povywa, what some of the policy changes are that we need to make now to really fulfill our children's visions for their future.
And how does CAVO see our future, especially with the problems that we're having with climate change?
The New Mexico Environment Department has put forward a strong proposal to cut ozone-forming volatile organic compounds and methane released by the oil and gas industry in New Mexico. This measure is really important to help protect our air and climate and the health of New Mexico's families. Governor Lujan Grisham and Secretary of the Environment Jim Kenney deserve credit for the hard work that went into responding to the concerns of people across the state and developing a smart, common-sense proposal to protect our air and climate. The first draft of the rule actually included a large loophole that exempted a high percentage of wells in the state from any of this regulation. And after New Mexicans, conservation advocates, environmental advocates, justice advocates raised their voices, that loophole has been closed in the new draft. And so we're really excited to see the administration be responsive to those concerns. And though the proposal is very strong, there is some more work that can be done in the rule to properly protect communities and address major pollution sources, specifically in order to meet the governor's goal of nation-leading rules to cut methane pollution. The three key improvements that we would be looking for the Environment Department to make to the rule will help protect communities and address major sources of pollution. One, we need to better protect those living closest to oil and gas development by requiring more frequent inspections to find and fix leaks. So a huge percentage of the methane that is methane and ozone-forming VOCs that are released into the atmosphere are released via leaks, just like old equipment that is not well-maintained. So we need to make sure that the inspections are happening more frequently so that those leaks can be repaired. Secondly, we need to also ensure that there are strong requirements for operators to control pollution during the completion of an oil or gas well or when they're developing and redeveloping an existing well. So this is known as green completion. There is a lot of pollution emissions that occur during this completion process, and we need to make sure that there are strong requirements that limit that as much as possible. Thirdly, there's something called the pneumatic controller, which we're getting into a little bit of technical stuff here, but there's something called pneumatic controller that are used in oil and gas production that are the second largest source of oil and gas methane emissions in the state. So we need to make sure that the requirements around when companies inspect the pneumatics for leaks are really strong, because right now they're not as strong as they could be. And again, being a big source of pollution, that's something that needs to be properly regulated and safeguarded against for communities.
What part of the state has the largest methane emissions?
That is a great question. I think that it's probably the Permian Basin. New Mexico is home to some of the worst methane pollution in the country. Oil and gas operators release 1.1 million metric tons of methane through venting, flaring, and methane is a powerful greenhouse gas that is 84 times more potent than carbon dioxide in the short term. So that, we know, is going to have a significant impact on our climate change that we're already experiencing, and it's something that we really need to get a handle on as quickly as possible.
Is there anything else you'd like the public to hear about climate change?
Yes, absolutely. New Mexicans are already experiencing severe impacts of climate change, harming our health, air, land, water, and economy. Scientists, NASA, and the Department of Defense all agree that climate change is a threat to our kids' future. And we can no longer ignore the increasingly strange and severe weather that we're seeing across the country and across the globe. And even here in New Mexico, 99% of the state is experiencing severe drought. And where our state officials are currently grappling with plans to ensure critical water supplies for cities, farmers, ranchers, and more. And so what we want to say all the time and what we will say all the time is that we have to take action, and not just individual actions. And those are very important, and we should all continue to reduce our carbon footprints as individuals. But really, systemically, we have to make serious and strong changes to really address this issue because of how big it is as well.
So the Digital Conversation Series clearing the air, making sense of climate change, air pollution, and energy development in New Mexico is very important for people to listen to. And again, you said they can find that and register.
People actually can register on our website to receive email reminders, but if they just want to tune in, they can do that on our Facebook page. So it's KAVU.org, facebook.com/KAVU.org, or on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/KAVU.org. They can just tune in live. They don't have to register. And if you want email reminders, which a lot of people do, then you're welcome to register on our website at kavu.org.
Well, thank you again for taking time to talk to us about this very important issue we have about climate change. Climate Advocates Voces Unidas Deputy Director Liliana Castillo.
Thank you so much, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.